Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. In fact, we look forward to the dialogue and discussion that you bring to the format and to the show each and every day. And let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917. If you're listening by way of the internet, that is 904-831-0917. Love to have your input on the dialogue and the discussion that we're having today. The issue we're talking about today, famine in the land. We've talked about that in various fashions in the past several broadcasts, one way or the other, just touching on it. We're going to cover it in depth as much as possible today, and I pray that you're joining the dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you say, what is a famine? Does the Bible talk about a famine? Absolutely, unequivocally. In fact, you can find throughout the Old Testament where God would generally send a famine, hear me, send a famine on the land to get the attention of the people that have turned their backs on God to bring them back to God. God uses that tool, that instrument that we call famine, that God's word calls famine. God uses that to get the attention of those that have said no to God, rejected God's word, rejected the preaching and the teaching of the word of God through the prophets of God in the Old Testament. I believe we're on the fast track of seeing God doing the very same thing in America and, yes, around the globe today. I'm looking at an article that says, the Horn of Africa in drought. Communities in the Horn of Africa are facing the threat of starvation following four consecutive failed rainy seasons in the parts of Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia. Somalia, southern and the southeastern Ethiopia, and northern eastern Kenya facing the most prolonged drought in recent history. Approximately 18.4 million people are already walking each and every day on high levels of acute food insecurity and rising malnutrition across Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia, and this figure is increasing every day and will reach over 20 million by September. And the article goes on and on, about a 5 or 6 page article that was on the early morning news, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the famine in the land on the continent of Africa and in many of the states, nations in on the continent of Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about famine, and it's not just isolated to the continent of Africa. It's not just isolated in Somalia and those areas there. We're finding the precursor to what I believe will be a national famine in America by the first quarter of 2023. And I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as Amos chapter 7, verse 14 and 15, Amos made the statement, I'm not the prophet, the son of a prophet. But ladies and gentlemen, we can see what's happening. And as I share each and every day on this broadcast, we need to look at all the world events, national events, local events, statewide events. We need to look at everything that's taking place through a biblical worldview, through a prism that is called the Word of God. If we take the events and look at them through the eyes of God, through the Word of God, we'll see what God is doing in our nation and around the globe. This is the reason I say each and every day, as we face the issues on this broadcast, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth, And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to depend on. It's the truth of the Word of God that should be the light unto our pathway and the lamp unto our feet, according to Psalms 119, verse 105. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are on the very cusp, the very edge of major catastrophic things taking place. But most people do not want to hear truth, not interested in what truth says. In fact, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the only real truth that has an endurance that is forever, according to the scripture, is the truth of the Word of God. And when Jesus says, "I am truth," and then he says, "Thy word is truth," it is the truth of the Word of God, Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, that ought to direct our lives and that we ought to be interested in seeing what God says, even in times like these. We're living in the last of the last days. The Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy in the fourth chapter, in the third chapter of Second Timothy, says that perilous times shall come. And ladies and gentlemen, perilous times have arrived today. They're here. We're living in those days. Perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, and we're there. But just as the secularist George Orwell says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be absolutely factual today. There are those that reject anything that's called truth. There are those that may be listening today that will say that what I'm saying is not true. They disbelieve it, disavow it, and will simply turn it off as though it's not being stated. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand the Word of God jumped right off the pages, and we see it today as television news, radio news, newsprint news hits the forefront. We see what God is saying and what God is doing each and every day. It's the prophetic Word of God that's leaping off the pages, and we're seeing it come to fruition. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the truth that we need to understand and depend upon. This is the reason I go to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made the statement, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I believe that is exactly what we ought to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to stand on the truth, seek the truth, love the truth, and defend the truth. We, on this broadcast each and every day, it is the attempt to defend the truth of the Word of God, to validate the truth of the Word of God, and encourage you, our listeners, to cling to "Thus saith the Word of God." It is what God's Word says that is foremost and final in our society and in life and in living, and we need to recognize that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark there, ladies and gentlemen. There's a gigantic flag and flagpole. Flagpole is about 165 feet in the air. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole at the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment that you work in. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing its entire staff to worship in the house of God with the child of God and their families as God's Word directs in our lives. And I invite you, ladies and gentlemen, to drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview and see what God does as far as placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. May I say to you that as we talk about a subject today that I believe is very, 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 if I can emphasize it by saying that one more time, very important for us to hear and heed what is taking place and to get a grasp, get a little glimpse of what's happening globally, a little glimpse of what's happening nationally, just get a little glimpse of what the movers and shakers in the Global Reset group and what they're doing to absolutely place America in a position of no longer being a sovereign nation, but being in total dependence upon a global dictator that ultimately one day shall rule and reign. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, all that we see taking place today, in the economy, in the food shortage, in the famine that's here and increasing every day, it's all as a result of the international globalist that's doing the global reset. You remember, it was Barack Hussein Obama that said he was going to fundamentally change America. Well, it's Barack Hussein Obama that is behind the scenes pulling the strings for Sleepy Joe. Joe Biden is cognitively depleted. Joe Biden is not making a decision of him, for himself. Joe Biden just walked out on the platform just a couple of days ago, started to make a speech, and when he did, he said, "They told me not to say this, but I'm going to say it." Who is it that's telling the President of the United States what he can say and what he cannot say and what he can do? Ladies and gentlemen, it's because we have a cognitive depleted person that is the puppet for the ones pulling the strings. And the ones pulling the strings, ladies and gentlemen, are those that are carrying out the global reset. It is the globalists, it's the movers and shakers today that's doing it. But ladies and gentlemen, recession is upon us. And yet the Biden administration, I'm looking at an article that says, Biden advisor says recession fearing ought not to be, says we should just think positive. It is a shattering article, ladies and gentlemen. It comes from the pen of stupidity that says that even though we're faced with inflation, we're faced with food shortages, we're faced with baby formula shortage, we're faced with an increasing recession and inflation at the same time, then the talking heads for the Biden administration says, just think positive, just think positive. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing famine. And it is not just a food famine, it's a fuel famine, it's a food famine. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't put fuel in the tank, you can't put food on the table, and that is increasing each and every day as a difficulty in America and around the world. And I believe it's time that we stop sitting comfortably as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, and thinking somehow, some way, this is just going to be a blip on the radar and it's going to go away. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that it's going to get increasingly worse. And I'm not a preacher of doom and gloom, but I believe in reality. I believe we need to face what is going to take place. But as you study the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, in the Old Testament in particular, you find that God would send famine upon a land as his judgment. And although famine is not always as a result of his judgment, it is a sign that God is saying many times that the famine of food and water and other basic needs and shortages that take place is to get the attention of human beings. And I believe we've drifted far enough away from God. We've banned God. We've banned the Word of God. We've banned prayer. We've banned the crosses. We've banned anything we're looking at today, persecution and prosecution of Christians as never before around the globe and also in America. And I believe the further we get away from God, the more potential we face of God's severe judgment upon a nation that said no to God. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over with your question or comment, please. Good morning,
yes,
Tom.
Sir. Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Wondering about the timing of all of this, and is it that the global handlers, do they realize they're running out of time? Is that what's triggering this? Is, like I said before, you know, the Bitcoin now, you can have currency outside the Federal Reserve. What is really, it seems like they're in high gear. What is causing that, or am I just imagining things?
Tom, you're exactly right. It's not a just a thought. It's not just a blip on the radar. It is a real thing that's really taking place today, and it is coming about as a result of the globalists. The globalists are in control of it, and as a result of that, let me simply do a little precursor to a further statement. The globalists and the climate gurus have the philosophy that we've got to protect Mother Earth. To protect Mother Earth, you've got to reduce the number of breathing human beings on the planet. So therefore, the globalists want to reduce the population. That was one of the primary purposes for the plandemic called COVID that murdered millions of people around the globe. In fact, according to Matt Staver with the Liberty Council, about 500,000 Americans were killed just as a result of the COVID shot, and several million were injured permanently as a result of the COVID shot. It was not a vaccination. It was used as a mass eugenics program, according to one scientist made the statement and was immediately taken down off social media. It is a global eugenist program, a mass eugenist program, and now the food shortages and the planned pandemic around the world of a food shortage and the famine of food and fuel is part of their plan. And the greatest commodity on the face of the globe today, if you want to call it human beings commodity, the greatest commodity on the face of the globe today happens to be human beings. But the human beings are the ones that the globalists look at as being in the way of their preserving and protecting Mother Earth. Somehow, some way, they feel that even though they don't believe that God created the earth, he did, but they feel that God has placed them here to control and to protect Mother Earth. But answering your question succinctly, I'm looking at an article. It says globalists are taking over the food system. It's part of their plan to control the world. Let me just read about three or four little brief blobs. It's a 10-page article. It says the globalist takeover is coming to us from every possible angle, whether you're talking about biosecurity, finance, housing, health care, emergency, energy, transportation, or food. All the changes we're now seeing have one goal, and that is to force compliance with the globalist agenda. The global food system shortage and the protein source resources in particular are currently under coordinated and intentional international attack to manufacture food shortages and to manufacture famine in the land. The globalist elite intend to eliminate traditional farming and livestock and replace it with indoor-grown produce and lab-created protein alternatives that they own and that they control. While the presence of hundreds of food brands gives the appearance of market competition, the reality is that the food industry is monopolized by fewer than one dozen companies, and all of them, in turn, are largely owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. Eventually, your ability to buy food will be tied to your digital identity and your digital social credit score. So, Tom, the bottom line is, and answering your question directly, is that we're watching the globalists, the movers and shakers on a global basis with the idea of the global reset, reducing the population, increasing the control in the hands of a few of all food, clothing, and shelter, and therefore making it possible so that every human being would be subservient to a dictatorial, dictatorship, tyrannical mindset, and that's leading to the days of the tribulation as a result of the man of sin, the lawless one, the Bible calls him, the Antichrist, stepping on the scene. So what you're seeing and watching, what we're seeing as the clock speeds forward, we're watching the globalists destroying the economies around the world and bringing on famine as the world has never witnessed it before.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you.
Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Pastor Davis, go ahead with your comments, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Good morning. Glad to hear your voice, even though you're not here in person.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I certainly missed the opportunity of being there on today. But, of course, I thank you always as ever, you know, for inviting me to even have a small part on this program. And I thank God for the platform to be able to get the word of God out there to the people of God. And I thank God because what you are doing, and I as well, are getting a fair warning out to the people of God, Dr. Youngblood, to get ready, stay ready, and be ready. Because the Bible keeps telling us over and over again that Christ is on his way coming back. And there are certain things that's going to happen as a result, as you said earlier, of America, and not only America, but the whole world, turning its back upon the living God, the one who sustains us, who blesses us, who gives us all things to enjoy. And simply because they have gone astray and decided that they're going to do it on their own, and that they have decided that they don't need God. And it's so sad to say that, but that's what so many people think, and human beings get above themselves sometimes. But that's what they seem to think right now, is that they don't need God. They don't want to be held accountable to a living God. So now they have gone about their own way to establish righteousness in their own way and disobey the word of God and just turn their back on the one who has always supplied all of their needs. So I thank God for this opportunity, and we really need to get ready, Dr. Youngblood, because we can see the signs all around us. I was in the store just the other day, a public store, as a matter of fact, in the local area, and some of the shelves were empty. There was empty water shelves. There were empty shelves that didn't have canned goods on it. And the meat section in the store seemed to be pretty slack to me. Some people say slim pickings. When you go to the store, you're finding slim pickings now. Well, it's time for us to get ready, because we've already been warned that these kind of things are going to happen. But we are not to lose heart, because our God shall fight for us, and he shall sustain us.
Absolutely. Pastor David, such wise remarks and very, very clear. Let me make one comment before we let you go. Henry Kissinger said a number of years ago, and I'm going to read Henry Kissinger's statement, and he's a globalist. And let me read what he says, and it fits the picture of where we're going. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control the whole continents. Who controls money can control the world, end quote. And this is exactly what we see taking place today. It is more and more power being reduced to fewer and fewer hands for the globalist and the global reset, whereas they will control the whole world. That's the mindset, and that's the mindset that's brought on by a demonic process that then allows the Antichrist, after the rapture of the church, the Antichrist to step on the scene and literally with an iron fist globally control everything that takes place, food, clothing, and shelter, where you can fly, drive, or what you do, where you work, where you go, what you can eat, what you can buy or sell, will all be controlled by the Antichrist, and we're seeing the stage being set. But I'm thankful to hear what you said. Our God shall supply all of our needs, according to Philippians Amen. Chapter 4 and verse 19, and it's through his riches in Christ Jesus, according to the text in Philippians 4:19. Pastor Davis, thank Amen. You so much for taking a moment to call and join the broadcast today. We can keep praying and keep looking up, because Jesus is coming soon. Absolutely. Amen. Thank you Amen. So much. God bless
thank you. So much. Yes, sir.
I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
I find myself on the road traveling today, but I had to put in my 2 cents worth. As you discuss famine, as you discuss what we see eschatologically from an end times perspective in the scripture and how it overlaps with what's going on in the world around us today, I think there's a deception that is taking place with your globalist, with your World Economic Forum types, with your Bohemian Grove types. They would have us to believe that their real desire is oftentimes some worship of or protection of the planet. You know, we have these environmental concerns. They're concerned about anthropogenic global warming, climate change. You know, they shifted that around when the global warming thing wasn't panning out. Then they started calling it climate change. You know, before that, they called it the coming ice age. I still have the front page National Geographic coming ice age story, which is hilarious because they've literally gone every which direction, always with a concern that some catastrophe is right around the corner. They've been wrong over 100 times, but they continue to scare the public and convince the public that they're actually concerned about the climate or about the globe or about the environment. I think it's completely bogus, and here's why. What does John Kerry drive? I'm sorry, what does he chauffeur around? What does he fly? He flies private. I believe he has multiple jets. I believe he has multiple yachts. Are any of these jokers green? Nah, of course not. Of course, he married a gazillionaire wife, so it really doesn't matter. Matter of fact, as these folks travel around the world, they'll have their stretch limousines loaded into ginormous aircraft and flown to the location that they'll then unload and drive around or be chauffeured around in. Do you folks realize exactly what they're asking for you to do? They would like for you to give up everything that gives you any autonomy, any freedom, any individuality. They want you to give all that up, not for the environment, but so that they can control you. Do you understand? And in the end, the Antichrist wishes to control you, to dominate you, to eventually take you with him to a place called hell. That is the real driver behind all of this. And the left requires domination. And I think many of them believe that they'll be at the top of the heap. They will be the international oligarchs. They'll be the ones in control. That pride, that hubris, that arrogance that they carry, and they believe that they'll be the top of the food chain. I got news for you. They ain't the top of the food chain. They're not even really in control.
That's exactly right, Greg. You put it so clearly and succinctly. They think that they're in control, but what we're watching is a demonic factor coming into play, and this is on a global basis. It's not just in America with the depleted, cognitively wasted human being that sits in the Oval Office called Joe Biden. I'm looking at an article, Greg, says, Dutch farmers blockading supermarket warehouses. Farmers and citizens block the highways during the protest against the Dutch government plan to cut nitrogen emissions. The Dutch farmers have shut off access to the supermarket distribution centers in protest to the government's green energy reforms, a move that will hit the nation's agricultural sector, local media reported on Monday. According to the local broadcasters, protesters have blocked several warehouses across the country. As a result, food trucks cannot use many of the distribution centers. It goes further to say the organization added that the food shortage affecting products such as bread, fruit, vegetables, milk will soon follow if the protesters using trucks and tractors do not end the blockade. Here's the reason, Greg. Dutch farmers are upset over the government's push to slash emissions of pollutants, including nitrogen oxide and ammonia by 50%. The concern is that fertilizers contain a large amount of nitrogen oxide, while livestock produce ammonia in their urine and feces, end quote. In other words, Greg, as I understand it, and you can elaborate on this further, it is the same thing happening around the globe that you see happening in America, where your globalist, your climate change mindset, or as an excuse they're using the climate change, are saying that farmers have got to use less fertilizer, less nitrogen. It produces a lower crop, and the farmers cannot afford to do that. And so they're blockading that and saying, if we can't produce the crops, we're not going to let what's there in the warehouses be distributed. How do you respond to that? We got about a minute and a half before the top of the hour news. Take a moment and say, this is the source, this is the cause, this is what's happening in America and around the globe.
There is just way, way too much to cover there. I'll tell you on the nitrogen front, I can't tell you what's going on in the Netherlands, but I'll tell you domestically, that's been a major concern because every time we have an algae bloom in Lake Okeechobee or any of the other lakes or streams, canals, tributaries, there's always concern about nitrogen runoff. However, farmers are not reported as being the primary driver of that. That's fertilizer in your backyards because folks that fertilize their backyards many times don't know the application rate to get the premium, to get the best return. A farmer does not want to waste any fertilizer. So literally, the calculations are all done, and they are mixing by the thousands or tens of thousands of gallons. Sounds like a lot, but it's all about the ratios. And they don't want to put more on the crop than is necessary because it's very, very expensive to apply fertilizers and pesticides. So your farmers, they're not the bad guys. Typically, they're the good guys. By the way, they're the ones that keep you fed, not the government.
Yes. That's exactly right. Greg, thanks so much for taking time out as you travel to give us a call and join the discussion. We pray that you'll be safe as you travel. Looking forward to our next conversation. Thank you so much, and yes, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break for about 1 minute. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.